The most important war crimes trial since Nuremberg opens tomorrow in the Netherlands. The defendant is former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. He's accused of crimes against humanity in Kosovo and Croatia, and of genocide in the 1992 to 95 war in Bosnia. The trial, the first of a head of state for war crimes, will be a major test for international justice and its ability to enforce jurisdiction across borders. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague.
Hundreds of journalists, international observers, legal experts, and human rights activists are pouring into The Hague for what's expected to be a landmark in legal history. Richard Dicker, an expert on international justice with the Human Rights Watch organization, says the trial is a vindication for the International Tribunal itself.
A few years ago, when this court was created, many believed it was an impotent afterthought as the violence was spiraling in the former Yugoslavia. It was derided as a court for small fish, and tomorrow the trial of the biggest fish of them all gets underway.
Chief Prosecutor Carla Del Ponte intends to show that Milosevic led a criminal conspiracy to create an ethnically pure Greater Serbia. The trial is expected to last at least 2 years, and there will be hundreds of witnesses, some of whose identities will remain secret for their protection. Carla Del Ponte has said that several Serbian witnesses have been threatened, and some may be too afraid to come to The Hague to testify against Milosevic in court. The outcome of the trial will depend on whether the prosecution can prove that even if Milosevic did not personally take part in killings, he had command responsibility. If found guilty, he faces life in prison. But Milosevic has long been known as someone who has always covered up his tracks. And Richard Dicker says it's unlikely that there's a smoking gun.
So the prosecution will be needing to make its case relying on other forms of evidence, including, quite likely, the testimony of this group of insider witnesses who the prosecution has identified, individuals who may have participated in meetings and discussions with Milosevic, who can credibly say that he knew of what was happening, condoned it, and took no steps to prevent it.
Rumors are circulating that a former president of Yugoslavia, former generals, and police chiefs might be called to testify. Analysts say one of the biggest challenges for the tribunal will be proving Milosevic is guilty of genocide. According to the legal definition, the prosecution must show that Milosevic was motivated by an intent to destroy in whole or in part the Bosnian Muslim population on basis of ethnicity. Another key challenge will be to ensure a fair trial. Milosevic adamantly refuses to recognize the jurisdiction of the court, which he accuses of being a NATO puppet. Milosevic has refused to appoint a lawyer and has ignored the court documents put at his disposal in the prison where he's detained. In order to ensure fairness, the court has appointed three prominent international lawyers to act as amici curiae, friends of the court. They'll assist in making sure that none of Milosevic's rights are violated. But it appears his strategy will be to put the tribunal itself and the NATO alliance on trial. Milosevic is likely to portray himself as the defender of Serbs, blameless victims of NATO aggression. In his few pre-trial court appearances, the former Serbian leader has always spoken of himself in the plural, as if the entire Serbian nation were on trial. But Serbian political analyst Braca Grubacic hopes the trial will help Serbs finally face the truth about the crimes committed in their name.
The Hague Tribunal and this trial should be basically this decisive step in Serbs facing their recent history and understanding what really happened in this last 10 years' time.
Milosevic's legal advisors say he will focus on the hypocrisy of those who once courted him as peacemaker and considered him a stabilizing force in the Balkans. They say the defendant will call 35 witnesses, including former U.S. President Bill Clinton, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and former NATO Secretary General Javier Solana. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.